This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm just finishing my morning kiwi, excuse me. Ramon, I have this last bite. Anybody else like kiwis beside me?
I love kiwis. Kiwi, yes.
They have to be ripe. Not too ripe, but ripe. You know, if they're hard.
Oh, yeah.
Not any good.
So all right,
there we are.
Kiwis are overrated.
You think so? A lot of vitamin C.
I mean, I think they're good, but it's not anything I would seek out, I don't think.
No, you wouldn't go out of your way to get a kiwi?
Because they're hard to peel, and it's just...
You just cut them in half and eat it like a little bowl.
Oh, really?
That's a good idea. That's what I did
when I was a kid. It makes it way less messy.
Yeah. I cut them in quarters and just wear them like a smile. I can't call it the kiwi smile. Hello. Welcome to the DJV Experience. Another Friday is upon us these days, man. Tick, 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 tick. And we're all so much better off for having been with each other. All of you with us, all of us focused on what's going on in the world, having a different point of view. The Friday get-together, in part, focuses a little bit on some of the more traditional things. The charts from Talkers Magazine become part of our conversation. So there are three things on here that I would like to address with you, ladies, your permission, if you will. One of them has to do with the amount of money that Barack Obama is being paid to give a speech on Wall Street. I find those who want to denigrate him for getting $400,000, I find it petty. I find it foolish. I find it almost insincere. It's interesting that he's going to get paid as much for one speech as he got paid for a whole year as president, and that sort of tells you a little about values. But we have
decided. A house to speak for an hour.
Okay. So?
Look, I'm not hitting him for it. I just think it's ridiculous when we think about like what that money is like and how the rest of us poor schlubs. I mean, that's a lot of money.
I don't agree with that. Don't you think
Trump would command even more than that, though? I feel like there are people who would pay a lot more than that to have Trump speak for an hour at a private function or something.
But he can't do it as president. I know he can't now, but I'm just saying.
I think that he probably would command an even higher price than that.
Well, if you go back a little bit, what Hillary Clinton's low end is 400, the median end is 650, and she's been paid $1.5 million, as has Bill been paid $1.5 million for speaking or spending a weekend at some event. That's just the way it is. There isn't a lot of speaking being done by George W. Bush, but when he is invited, he gets $500,000 to $600,000. And that's just the way. This is called abundance. There's plenty of money out there. If people decide they want to spend it this way, then good luck to them. That's their business. This is not about, and what I really resent are the people who say, well, he doesn't deserve it. If somebody's willing to pay him $400,000, he deserves it. I think it is the issue.
I've heard a lot of that commentary.
I think it's that he talked so much about not liking the bankers and not liking Wall Street. It's the same flack that Trump is getting by saying drain the swamp.
Of course he's a hypocrite. They're all hypocrites.
Right. I think that's just the same. I mean, it goes to every politician. It went to Trump.
Right.
Now is going to Obama. They're going to throw that around. When you think about the greater thing, though, I mean, I was just thinking in my car yesterday. I'm like, $400,000 for an hour. And I'm like, wow, that's a house. I'm not hitting him. That could be anybody. It could be anybody that's getting that much money.
But you see,
a lot to think about.
Let's go one step further with that. The opportunity is unprecedented in this country. You can't go anywhere else and really create the kind of abundance that we can here. And that includes whatever the political realities are. like Obama or not, as a president, I didn't like him at all. I don't know what he's like as a human being because I never really have gotten to know him. I've met and been around other presidents, and some of them I thought were cool and some of them I thought were not. But that's not the point. The point is that we have an opportunity here for people to make a good living, to become rich, to become famous. It's more up to you and what you do with what God-given gifts you have than anything else. Obama was very smart. He saw an opportunity. He took it, and he won with it. And there have been many other people who have done it, and any other, look at Steve Jobs. He saw an opportunity and took it. Look at the guy who started, who created or came up with the software for Uber. That company's worth $70 billion now.
That's
crazy. And people say, isn't that awful? Why is it awful? It's terrific. There's nothing about any of this because it provides other jobs. All money leads to other money. And for those who resist or resent it, I think the way to look at this that becomes more productive for you is to bless them, give thanks that you live in a place where you could do the same thing, and you can say, I don't have that opportunity. You know what? You're a fool if you think that way, because you do. There are plenty of things that may not be that it pays off to the tune of 400 grand for a speech, but there are opportunities, and if you focus attention on them one at a time, there's a thing called life force energy, and it brings about the realization when you understand what wealth is about. Read the book. There are a couple of them. Napoleon Hill's books are great, to a lesser extent. The Dale Carnegie books are good, but things that have to do with where money really comes from. Money is a tool. Abundance, the old barter system, whatever it is, but you got it. And by the way, there are, when it comes to speeches, one of the other things that's on the chart this week is the focus on that Ann Coulter speech, which is another outrage. The fact that she couldn't speak at Berkeley so roils me any more than, I mean, would you see the same thing happening if I've never seen any, and I know that Rachel Maddow does a lot of speaking on college campuses. She goes out most every Friday and Saturday and she has speeches that she gives every week. Not unlike the comedians who go out every weekend who have TV shows during the week and they go out on the weekend. She goes out and speaks, and I don't ever remember there being a big to-do about it like there is with Ann Coulter.
And is Ann Coulter getting paid for that?
Yeah.
I wonder what she makes. I just think it's funny that...
I would bet that she's 100 in the 100 grand range.
Yeah,
75 to 100 grand.
I mean, the only thing that kind of, going back to the Obama stuff and politicians who get paid for speaking engagements, the thing that bothers me about it is that it just shows how incredibly politically divided we are, because people bash the Clintons for what they make, they want to bash Obama, they want to bash whatever Trump is going to make with his businesses, and you know, none of us even bat an eye. We laugh when we think about Christina Aguilera singing one song for $1 million for some pimply-faced kid in the Middle East for his birthday party. None of us care.
You know, we've done the story about the Big Bang Theory and how some of the people are taking a pay cut, and they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars per episode.
But we all laugh about it, but you add politics into it, and then it becomes a war zone.
I only laugh about it because when you think about it, I think people don't really understand money, because when you only make a certain amount of money in our lives, and, you know, most people make not $400,000 an hour. When you think about something like that, you just start to put it in perspective. And when I was driving around, I thought, wow, that's my house for like an hour's worth of work. It's not like to throw stones. That's just, you're putting it in perspective.
It's
really hard to digest that.
So that your brain can understand it. But look, who cares? I mean, I don't think the people that are upset about Obama making the money are people that didn't like him politically. The people that are upset about Trump picking someone from Wall Street to be in his cabinet are the people that don't like Trump. This is all about politically minded stuff. The bigger issue, Doug, is the one that you just touched on with Ann Coulter. And as much as I don't love him, Milo Yiannopoulos being blocked on college campuses, and even more than that, the fact that these groups, I mean, the reason she canceled her speech is because this group in Berkeley said that they're beheading Republicans on college campuses. They're threatening to behead people that don't think and agree with them politically.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting. That's way more of an issue to me than anybody cashing in on their fame or their, you know, their political successes or whatever it is. Those are people on a college campus who are being bullied not to feel a certain way, told how to think a certain way.
Yeah,
awful.
I'm a big believer in going to college to learn about other perspectives and to get to talk about them.
Yeah, what good is college
if you
get one point of view?
Yeah, that's what college should be about because you don't really get that in high school or school below college level. So, I don't know. I think that Berkeley could definitely do more to facilitate that.
Berkeley is an armhole, as far as I'm concerned, and I would not encourage anybody to go there who I say that, and I would say it to my son-in-law's face. He went to Berkeley. And he would readily agree with trying to keep Ann Coulter off of the college campus, which is wrong.
This is the problem in the country right now, is Berkeley, something else like that. It's bullying people for their opinions. And this is something that I think it's interesting because the right, I think, in this country has gotten a lot of flack for being the bullies, but the left bullies just as much as
there's some bullies on both sides.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, we want you. I kind of flash back to listening to Howard Dean, who used to be the head of the DNC, ran for president. He was really, his star was on the rise until he let out that yeehaw. Remember that?
Yeah. I was there. I was in the audience 4 feet from him when he did that.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't anything like it was reported to be.
I know.
Not
talk about
at
how silly.
All.
This
and
guy
yet
was
he was
destroyed
for that. It was outrageous.
What he should be destroyed for is not the yeehaw. It should be the, you know, the. He was talking over the weekend. He said hate speech should not be protected in this country. Well, yeah, it should. Do we like hate speech? Is it a great thing to do?
Mm.
No, but should it be protected? Yeah, I mean that's why we're here.
Yeehaw! Okay, question time, ladies and gentlemen. Do you have a business? And if you have a business, is it good? And if it's good, do you have the right people? And if you don't have the right people, are you looking for the right people? And if you're looking for the right people, how are you looking for the right people? Would you like an answer or would you like some successful end to all these questions? The answer would be ZipRecruiter.com. I'm trying to do that. Remember ZipRecruiter? ZipRecruiter. I can almost make that work. ZipRecruiter.com.
Almost being an operative word there.
Yeah.
ZipRecruiter. Okay, well, anyway. The point here is that if you are looking for a job or you want to find somebody to fill a job at your company, you need ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That sort of reminds me of that line from A Few Good Men. Jack Nicholson is on the stand, and Tom Cruise is grilling him, and he looks at him and says, "You need me there. You want me there. Yep, you need ZipRecruiter. You want them, and you can use them free." Thanks to the deal that I put together with him, ZipRecruiter.com. I didn't do it all by myself. Somebody help me. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. The important thing is that they have all kinds of access to all kinds of job sites. Put them all together, and what do you have? You have success. So you want to find a good person to work for you and your company? Go right now or when you go to the office or however it is that you're working on this. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. List the job. One click. It goes everywhere. They'll help you find the right person. Go through the emails and all the calls and that kind of stuff. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees, just $4.99. $5 tall the jumping beans tops and bottoms, and Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on kitchen electric, $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, stay big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, another rocker has died. It's getting to be rather interesting. People are afraid to listen to this portion of the program because every day is another dead musician. This time it's Kerry Turman, who is the bass player for the Temptations, died after a performance in Missouri yesterday, Cape Girardeau, 59 years of age. He was there with the Temptations. Have been on the road with the Four Tops. You heard me do my review of the two of them together after seeing them down in Indio last winter. They aren't what they used to be. And I think, I don't know whether I thought the Temptations were lacking of the Four Tops. I think the Four Tops are weaker than the Temptations, although with this guy gone, you can't hear this sound. Crack this up. This is the most fabulous song Temptations ever did. My girl. My girl. Talking about my girl, my girl. I've got so much. So all of these, the smooth voices are all gone now from the Temptations. There's not an original member left. And I think that's true. There may be one member that came in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s that's with the Four Tops, but yeah, it's not. It just doesn't sound. They don't have it. Yeah, but they're touring with the Beach Boys, and the Beach Boys, there are two or three different versions of the Beach Boys, and I've seen two of them, and I think they still have it, frankly, even though Mike Love's got one group, and he sings a little, his son sings more, but they kind of have the sound that you expect from the Beach Boys. Anyway, so...
Did you see them with Brian Wilson?
I did not see them. I wanted to go. Remember, Jennifer, you and I were talking about that. I have not seen Brian Wilson ever on his own or with them. Which
I think
like
he's
to.
Back with them on this tour.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Which but, I think adds a lot.
Yeah. But as I said, Beach Boys still have it, but some of these other groups don't. Anyway, the point of this conversation is that Kerry Turman, the bassist, is no longer with us, but pretty young, 59. Oof. Traveling on the road. These guys are on the road now. 200 plus days a year in order to make a living. They're out, and it's that's not much of a life. It's tough, I think, on them in a lot of ways. So that we announced now. To further focus on dead rockers here in this portion of the program, every hour during this part of the hour, we have music. So here's a focus on David Bowie's Labyrinth soundtrack. David Bowie and Trevor Jones' soundtrack for the film Labyrinth is getting a reissue on vinyl. Comes out a week, let's see, 2 weeks from today, I think. Isn't it? Yeah, 2 weeks from today.
Yes, it's a Friday, May 12th.
Yeah. Labyrinth first released 1986, directed by Jim Henson of The Muppets, and starring Jennifer Connelly opposite David Bowie. And that, what an interesting pair that was. Yeah, it really was. Soundtrack features seven instrumental pieces by film composer Trevor Jones, five original songs by Bowie, most notably As the World Falls Down, Underground, and Magic Dance. Is that what this is? This is Magic Dance, isn't it?
Yeah. This one is Underground. Here's Magic Dance.
What is this? Yeah, let's hear Magic Dance. Sly mad snails are puppies of tails under oil. And baby said, Magic Dance. There he is. Unmistakable sound of David Bowie. Put to use in... you can see how Jim Henson's influence played into all of this. So something to look forward to, musically. 28 past the hour on today's DJV experience.
You'll be mine.
Look for the good in what others do. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, a kind woman put a peaceful statue on the street corner to spread kindness to others. One day, a hard rain was coming down, and a poor man who was walking by thought that the statue might get ruined, and he wanted to cover it. Having only a few possessions, he took off his old tattered shoe and placed it over the head of the statue. When another person came by and saw this, she thought, "How rude that someone would put a shoe on such a peaceful statue," and she knocked the shoe right off it. All three people had good intentions. Oftentimes in life, people around you, you included, have the best of intentions, but your actions just conflict. Next time you have a miscommunication of any sort, take some time to step back and evaluate the potential positive intentions behind what others do. For help seeing others' good intentions, visit drchristianconti.com.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for snowy weekends stuck inside, playdates in the yard outside, and every holiday you're lucky enough to spend with friends and family.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With simple smart search features, photos, video...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Said that sort of in a committed fashion, did I not? All righty. Let's keep moving and grooving. 34 after the hour, 4:28/17, the DJV experience. Follow our program on Twitter at DJV Show. Also, you can follow the likes of Jennifer Horn,
or the dislikes,
at Jennifer Horn. Same with On Air Victoria for Victoria Keelan. And then there's the lovable Kara Schillen at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook. Here's something that a lot of people like. When I came home last night from town meeting, I was going through my email, and there was an email in my inbox from United Airlines. I haven't flown United Airlines for a couple of years. What are they sending me an email about? So I opened it up, and I read what the chief executive officer, Mr. Munoz, put together with his PR people to try to help me understand why I ought to fly United.
Why I ought to. Nice,
yeah. And it was a nice piece. It was well done. It made you feel good. It was done as part of the agreement with Dr. Dow, who is not going to be able to disclose how much money he got, but you notice they cleaned this up and got rid of him fast.
Fast, yeah. Notice how he was complimenting United as he got his settlement.
Well, he got his settlement. It's somewhere between $8 and $80 million, which is an interesting range. He also got his part of the settlement. The letter, that note that came from Munoz was part of the agreement. You must look at what you're doing and acknowledge your mistakes and tell America how you're going to fix them. So all the bad things that were said about Dow or all the things that were said trying to discredit him, whether it was his lawyer's idea or his idea to have the company as part of their settlement make a statement and, in fact, address the problems they have and correct them. Well, let's see. They've said they're going to correct them. They said in the letter, I was told I'd get $10,000, just like Delta. And Americans going to have to do the same thing. They're just forced into it now by this. And what they didn't tell you, but what they are doing, is forming. You see, they all have their own proprietary booking agreements, if that's not agreement, but they're the booking software, booking companies. American created Sabre, which is pretty much the standard of the industry, but they all have created their own. And in their booking software will now be something that almost eliminates overselling flights because they can't take the bad publicity. What's happened to United? They've lost it. They unfilled about a half a million seats over the course. They had a half a million cancellations over the course of the last two or three weeks. And they can't, they can't stomach that. So they have to make major changes. And as I say, Delta started it, and then now United's doing it. And in a week, you'll see American, after the dust settles, acknowledging, or maybe not saying anything. They'll just make it part of their policy. So you got a problem? Here's what we'll do for you. But the thing that I find most disturbing about all of this, frankly, because I'm an animal lover, is what I find disturbing is that nobody seems to be able to figure out what happened to that rabbit.
Yeah,
because the rabbit, they have a video camera in the hold. They also knew that the rabbit was alive when he came off the plane. They were putting him on another plane to go to the Iowa State Fair. This is a 3-foot-long rabbit, probably the biggest rabbit in the world, named Simon. So it was moving around in its crate when it was taken off the plane. And it was okay, and a half hour later, they went to check on it, and it seemed to be sleeping, and then the next thing you know, the rabbit's dead. So, is this a United thing? It didn't look good for him, PR-wise. I don't know, and nobody can kind of...
Do we think it had a heart attack from stress or something?
That
happens a lot with animals.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. And I'll tell you how... thank you for bringing that up, Victoria, because that was what I was going to do. I remember, this is a correlative because of me being a dairy farmer, I've had experience like this. I remember, 15 years ago, we were moving a bull who had been loose on a fellow called me and said, can you please come help me? Because I'm trying to get this bull off my property. I've had him, and the bull was there free range for 15 years. I mean, this was a monstrous bull. And didn't have any, you know, there was no, like my cows, I treat them like dogs, so they all want to be around you. They want to come when you're there. This bull wanted nothing to do with human beings. So it took us 4.5 hours to load, to get this bull and to get him onto the trailer to bring him to the stockyard. I put him on the trailer, brought him to the stockyard, put him into a pen, and that was about 8 or 9 o'clock at night. When the guy who runs the yard showed up the next morning at 4 o'clock, the bull was dead. And they knew that the bull had a heart attack. And that was the stress. And I think maybe this is the story. I think you've hit the nail on the head.
You know, the thing that got me about this story, though, is that then the media, and look, I think we can all agree United has some big problems to deal with, but there were stories yesterday about how United has more animal deaths than any other airlines.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. United is also bigger than most airlines. I mean, not all of them. But, I mean, of course, that would probably go along with the number of passengers or the number of animals that fly, right? I mean, yeah. Is it... I don't know. It's just
right,
start
the,
looking
yeah,
everything to United like they're animal killers. And, well, this yeah. is probably... This is tragic, and we should figure out what happened. I don't know if it's fair to start saying that United is an animal-killing airline either, you know?
Well,
I mean,
here are the stats. You want to know who killed the most animals? Here we go. United had the second highest level of animal deaths of any U.S. airline, 2.11 airlines per 10,000 died while in the plane. Hawaiian Airlines, the worst, 4 animals out of every 10,000 die. Let's see here. United transported 109,000 animals last year. Alaska carried 112,000. I'm looking for American. I don't see what their number is. So anyway, what they've done as a result of this is that they've started a pet safe program, which is staffed at all airports 24 hours a day, allows pet owners to track their animals from point of origin to destination. I remember once when I was flying United from Los Angeles to Boston, Charlotte, it was the last time I put Charlotte in a crate. Under the and I watched her go up the it was what changed my travel with Charlotte. The I watched her face as she was going up into the cargo hold. But what impressed me more than anything else was the captain came back to my seat and he gave me a card. And I looked at him, I looked at the card and I smiled and he said, "This is our wasn't tribute. I forget the word they used, but anyway, what the card acknowledged was that we had this precious cargo, and I'm, as the captain, going to pay special attention to what happens to Charlotte." That was a nice touch, because we all, when we ship a dog, we have a dog on a plane, all are concerned about it, not the least of which, given some of the things that we're talking about here that have happened recently, but these have been concerns for years. And I don't think that they obviously go out of their way give them the benefit of the doubt, not just United, but any of them. I mean, these people are animal lovers for the most part, just the same as you and I are. And they're very curious. I remember actually once bringing Charlotte. It may have been the same flight. I don't remember for sure. But what you used to have to do is put them in a cage, bring them in to security, and they check the dog out to make sure there's no explosives in the dog, or you haven't got any explosives in the crate. And it's quite a long process. You gotta make sure that you buy your ticket for the dog, cost you $100, and all of these things, special handling, and then they put a certificate on it, and give it to you, and you watch the dog go down they put her on the carrier belt and you watch her go down the thing. It's dramatic, especially if you love your animal. It's very dramatic. And so, anyway, the fact that they acknowledge this is okay. United is going to heal, and they'll be okay. But just be careful about your dogs and cats or whatever you love if you're transporting them. It's easier now to bring them on the plane with you. And maybe that's what you ought to be doing. I would never carry a dog. I would never allow a dog to go underneath anymore. I've seen him. Last week when I came back, there was a fellow sitting behind me who had a golden lab. Wonderful. Just a beautiful dog. Just as sweet as could be. And every once in a while, I'd stick my hand over and she'd lick it and she'd look at me. And the guy would smile. I was just... It was
where
nice.
Was the dog sitting, though?
Because dog dogs... was right under. This was he was in row 6. I was in 5. He was sitting under the seat. There's a lot of room under the seat there. I used to. Charlotte had her own seat sometimes, and other times she'd sit right under the thing, or she'd sit in my
lap.
Is it
awful? You guys know I love dogs and cats. I can't stand seeing a dog on an airplane. Because I'm allergic. It's not fair. It's not fair to people that are allergic to dogs. And also, you know, for that matter, is it fair to the dog? I mean, maybe for a short jump, but I always go back to that story I told you of the dog flying from Zurich to Los Angeles with this dumb owner who takes a dog on a 12-hour flight.
Wow.
I just don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair to the passengers or to the animal.
be very unfair if he decided to dump in the middle of the plane.
That's what I'm saying. How do you, I mean, the poor thing. I mean, I, you know, I think we all probably dumped during the center of the flight, right? And you're expecting a dog not to?
It is interesting that you mentioned about allergies because I didn't even think about that. I mean, people who have, like, airborne peanut allergies, are it's gotten so bad that there are no peanuts on planes anymore. I'm surprised that someone hasn't really protested having animals on the plane. Because some people who are that allergic, I mean, it could be really bad.
I'll keep my comments to myself. 46 past the hour. It's time for Mother's Day. Yep, 2 weeks from this weekend, it's Mother's Day. And so you can get a jump on Mother's Day and how your mother looks upon you as a daughter or a son. Who's the mommy finger? Jennifer's mom. Let's see. Victoria's mom. Kara's got a mom. So you all have moms. And you all have stories about your mom, things that you admire about your mom, things that are cool, things that annoy you about your mother. All those things are part of loving that person in whose womb you spent 9 months. So, how about you remember her? Isn't that an interesting way to think about Mother's Day? Think about the closeness that you had, the bond that you have with this being, because you were in her womb for 9 months. That's a very good way of looking at this. Thanks, Mom. Here are some Sherry's Berries. Thanks for all the work you did. Sherry's Berries. Well, what else do you say? Thanks, Mom. I love you. Well, this is a way of acknowledging it. Kind of nice. Sherry's Berries offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries like they do for all the special occasions in your life. Mother's Day, very important. And so starting this week at $19.99, you can add, you can double the order if you want for another $10. That's cool. Pick the delivery date when you go to berries.com today. Maybe you want to have three or four of these shipped. You can ship some today for delivery on Monday. You can ship some on Monday for delivery next Thursday, whatever. Give your mom the appreciation. And by the way, if you're close to your mom, like when Victoria goes to her mother's house every weekend, you don't think she's going to dive into a box of these Sherry's Berries? Hey, Mom, where are the Sherry's Berries? Same with Jennifer. I don't know, how, Kara, how often do you see your mother?
Every couple weeks.
Yeah, okay. So, there you go. You still have time. Order them now, send them, and you can get in on the last ones before Mother's Day. You may think you have gourmet dipped strawberries in your past. You've never seen them like this. Sherry's Berries. Perfect, perfect, perfect for Mother's Day. Starting at $19.99, visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and use the code DJV. All right? You down with that? That's berries.com, and the code is DJV. Click on the mic. This amazing deal won't last long. Mother's Day is around the corner, so be sure you act now, s'il vous plaît.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we can call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. SolarC is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why SolarC beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why SolarC is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fastest way to figure out what's going on in the world of technology is to listen for the next 5 minutes to Victoria Keelan go through the top five items from the world of technology this week. Count them down every week at this time. So we'll start with number five, and you can go way beyond, you know what I mean? Way, get it? Way beyond the norm?
Yes.
I'm so subtle. Don't you love it?
You're so subtle.
I am so subtle. Yeah.
Yes, you can go way beyond the norm. If you like the idea of self-driving cars, Waymo, which is a spinoff of Google, is inviting members of the public to start testing out their self-driving vehicles. Now, this is happening right now. They're taking applications. It's free to sign up. And they said they're going to accept hundreds of people. They're in the Phoenix, Arizona area right now. And so if you're not a fan of self-driving cars, beware if you live in the Phoenix metro area, because you may see a lot of these on the road over the next 6 months. They want people to not just test drive the cars once. They want people to have access to these cars 24/7, an entire fleet. So all different types of makes and models, everything that they have, they really want a lot of public feedback. And so all you have to do is go on to the Waymo website, fill out the questionnaire, and they're calling it the Early Rider Program. And so you can be a part of their initial testing if you like to be a crash test dummy in real life.
All right, number four on the list for this week, a focus on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram had a lot of news this week. The first, they had a brand new update that allows you to use the app when you're offline. So if you're on an airplane and you don't have Wi-Fi, or if you're, you know, stuck in the Lincoln Tunnel, which a lot of people at Penn Station have been lately, you can still check all of your favorite feeds. You can even comment on it now. And that's one thing that people have been waiting for Instagram to do, is have an offline feature. And the other thing is they announced this week that they now have 700 million users on Instagram. They've added 100 million in the last 4 months. They're rapidly, rapidly growing. They're not quite yet at the Facebook level. Facebook has 1.8 billion users around the world, but they have bested Snapchat and Twitter now by double. So Instagram is definitely the way to go if you are into social media platforms. They also said that second to the U.S., which is their biggest market, is Brazil. They have 45 million Instagram users in Brazil. They're also pretty big in U.K. and in Japan and India and Turkey. And they say now 80% of Instagram users are outside of the U.S. So they've really gone after those smaller global markets, and it's worked.
Well, the Brazilians are back and forth with the Brazilians there and the Brazilians in America, trading, their experiences and pictures and stuff. All right, number three on our list.
Apple versus Uber was a big topic this week. If you've ever deleted an app off your iPhone, you pretty much assume that once you delete it, all of the content and the data goes right into the trash can. Not the case with Uber. If you were part of the hashtag delete Uber movement, which happened, you know, right after the inauguration, you probably also thought that your stuff was gone. Well, it turns out Uber was secretly tracking users even after they deleted the app off their phones. Apple was not happy about this. Tim Cook, the CEO, met with Travis Kalanick, who is the CEO of Uber, and he basically said, you know, you better cut this out. You're breaking our rules. And, of course, Uber hopped to and said, no problem. They have changed all of their policies now. And a lot of Apple users were really praising Tim Cook for protecting their privacy, which doesn't happen a lot these days with companies like that.
All concern ourselves, and appropriately so, with safety concerns regarding all of this stuff, this technology. Number two, here's an airline that has some good news for you, and it comes to the world of technology in part.
Qatar Airways just announced that it is the first airline in the world, and this sounds ridiculous, but it is the first airline in the world to track every piece of baggage from the start of the journey through the finish. You would think this is already happening, but it's not. The International Air Transport Association, the IATA, has a new bill that requires all airlines to follow the similar guidelines that Qatar is now using. They have given everyone a deadline. They say that it has to happen by June 1st of 2018. They want to see a huge drop in baggage loss, which, you know, if you've ever lost your bag, you know how bad that
it's
is.
It's only in the airline's best interest anyway, because they have to have as many employees looking around for your baggage, and they spend millions of dollars once they find your bag delivering it to you, so that would seem to be nothing but something that makes sense. All right.
They say this resolution will save the airlines $3 billion.
Number one this week in the top five tech stories.
A lawsuit filed this week in Chicago claims that Bose Headphones uses an app to collect data and is spying on you. And so they say it's a violation of the Wiretap Act, and they're looking to make this into a class action lawsuit. So this is a developing story that we'll definitely be hearing a lot more about, for sure.
All right, so there they are, the top five tech stories of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.